This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in with whatever is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In a few minutes, Conan, you are going to tell us what happens when guys do more housework, or what might happen. Apparently there are conflicting studies. But first, to the phones. And we have Robert in Vermont calling in on the lines. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry. I was just swallowing down part of a peanut butter sandwich here. I apologize.
All right. So what? Hold on. Crunchy or smooth?
Oh, crunchy, absolutely.
All right, here's another question for you, Rob. Is it Jif or is it Jiffy peanut butter?
Actually, I believe it's almond butter.
Almond butter.
Almond butter, not peanut butter, so therefore, Conan, you lose. Was there anything on the sandwich other than the almond butter? So did you add some honey? Did you add some peanut or the marshmallow fluff?
Jelly jam.
Or was it just the bread and the nut butter?
No, I actually put it on a piece of Syrian bread.
There you go.
All right. So wow. I know you didn't call in to talk about your sandwich. What's on your mind?
No, I've been watching a lot of these Trump rallies and stuff like that, and it's really got to the point where it's out of control. And I just knew in a matter of time it was going to be where somebody was going to say, hey, you know, we're going to kill this person, or either that, somebody's going to end up winding up dead at one of these rallies. But I think that there is a way to be able to stop Trump, and I think that he needs to be humiliated, really, and laughed at.
Trump is the kind of guy who's capable of being humiliated. I think he is too full of himself. He's too high up on his ladder to feel that type of pain.
You know, I saw a video that I don't know if it was James Cleveland put up or if it was or somebody else they put up on the Facebook page. You know, it's called the Flying Penis. Did you see that one?
No.
That's a negative. That one would have stuck in my memory.
There was a speech that was going on in a different country with another leader.
Oh, yeah. Someone got a dildo thrown at him.
No, there was also one. Now that you mention it, Robert, I do know what you're talking about, where somebody got one of these little small remote control helicopter things, and they put a phallic toy on the thing, and they flew that in. So, yeah, it wasn't somebody throwing it. It was somebody flying this remote control phallus.
I wonder if that remote control phallus was regulated, and now maybe we have to get – we need more regulations.
It was in another country, so I don't know.
Did the phallus have the proper markings?
How it works in the least in New Hampshire is that it depends on the weight of the helicopter. If it's not – you know, so many houses or whatever it is. But I was just thinking that they had the same setup, just rush, you know, Trump on either side of the penis and just let it get in and not get too low where somebody can get at it. And I think that it would make it would humiliate him enough.
I don't think so.
I don't think so, because he'd spent apparently part of the last debate talking about his own phallus. And apparently that's now become a topic of the presidential election. Robert, thank you for the call.
Andy went up in the polls, so.
Andy? Who is Andy?
He was up in the polls.
See, you threw my brain off because we have an Andy on the line.
See?
And I was like, how did Andy go up in the polls? But we now go to Andy calling in from Wichita Falls, Texas, or as Hank Hill from King of the Hill describes it, South Oklahoma. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, you're not the only one that was thrown off. I started asking my question. I'm calling in about, I'm listening to an old episode. I don't listen live. I listen to old episodes on an MP3 player, and you started talking about why people text as opposed to call in on phone calls. So I hope this competes okay with the important things.
Yeah, certainly you can bring up anything. And for people that might not have been listening to that episode, just real quickly and, you know, like two or three sentences, sort of catch everybody up to speed of what you were hearing discussed.
Well, Ian and Mark were griping about how all the millennials don't want to talk on the phone. They want to prefer to text. And that was the gist. There was back and forth on that, and they read some lists. And I haven't even listened to the whole episode yet, so I need to finish it up. If my comment has probably already been spoken, but I'll say it anyway if I have time.
Might have been. Go ahead.
My point is, texts are very important in many cases for the exact thing that drives Ian nuts, is whenever somebody calls in and goes, "Hey, how are you guys? Fine, how are you? Good. Hey, you know, I was sitting here and I was thinking I wanted to call in and ask you a question." So it drives Ian bonkers. He won't even let somebody say hello before he's going, "You're on the air. Go ahead and start talking." So that's a great reason to send a text. You can just say, "What time are you coming home? Send." You know, there's no intro, there's no fluff.
I think that's the appeal of the whole Twitter movement, is that it's just a thought. There's none of the niceties added on there. It's just a thought, and it's done.
Well, one of my problems with Twitter as it currently exists, and I make sure to specify as it currently exists because I've heard that it might be changing soon, and I hope that it does, is that it limits you to 140 characters, and it's really difficult to have an intelligent conversation in 140 characters.
I don't know. Well, I'd argue that.
My next comment, which was, everything has its place. Quick messages, what time are you coming home for dinner, is a textable question.
Right.
How do you feel about abortion? Well, that's not really a text. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's all the context of what you're doing. So it's a valuable tool. Don't go off on millennials about it. I mean, I'm Generation Xer, and I use it all the time.
I would hate to get that text. So early in the morning, what time do I come home for supper? And then later on in the day is, oh, by the way, how do you feel about abortion? Whoa!
What I do like about these, what I do like about the 140 character limit or anything that really limits us is it does make at least me think more about what I say and how can I get my point across concisely.
It also prevents the wall of text problem.
Sure.
And I'm sure that pretty much everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about, to where there's some people that they'll post something on Facebook or, you know, some other social media thing that's not Twitter, just a big wall of text.
Oh, God.
And you're looking at it and you're like, oh, all right, there's probably five different paragraphs in here. There's no breaks. There's very little punctuation. And half of the words are misspelled. And the other half of the words, you're not even sure if they're words.
All right. So now, anti texters will say that the whole Twitter text thing takes away the human connection. Whereas you don't have to see anybody or hear their voice, or we're turning into machines.
You have to use it for what it's best used for. That's my argument. And there's places where it's very valuable. I was going to give you another example of this weekend I need to rent an excavator from a guy. Well, he's busy. If I start calling him every 5 minutes and he doesn't answer, when he does answer, he's going to be pissed. So I like to just text him. Boom, is your excavator available this week? Send. When he gets it, you can answer back at his convenience, and nobody gets upset, and it's, you know, it's a good fit. It's a good instance to use it.
Yeah, and you know what? I do a lot of selling on Craigslist, and I always include my number, and I'll specify. I say, please text me. I'd rather get a text than an email. If you got a link, do an email. If it's just a when can I come pick this up, just text me. And more people use the text than the calls or the emails. And it's nice.
Right, because it does give that sort of I'm in control of the way I communicate aspect. Right. It is a little more impersonal in some kind of ways, but Andy, you're completely right. There's definitely a time and place for both. And thank you for the call. And, of course, you can call in about texting Trump, men that do housework or don't do housework, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite. The stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the liquor chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop, and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly, just like a kitten. Daisy and Susie have a cat treat in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and gunk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cat. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. Or if you have Skype, you can call in to username lrn.fm. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And you guys know that I've been getting back in shape. I've lost about 140 pounds in the last year. And for the last couple of months, I've been putting Super Beets in my smoothie. Super Beets are a dietary supplement that has nitrates. And the nitrates in Super Beets are sourced from non-GMO beets. And they help boost my circulation and support my heart health and lower my blood pressure, and it does so naturally. Also gives a burst of energy after about 20 minutes, and the makers of Super Beets are so confident that you will feel that burst of energy, that you will see and feel the results, that if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. You can get a 30-day free supply with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips that you use before and after drinking the Super Beets. Put it in, you know, your coffee. If you drink coffee, put it in a glass of water. Put it in yogurt, whatever. I put it in smoothies, and it has absolutely no taste at all. But you use these indicator strips before and after drinking Super Beets, however it is that you drink it. And then you can see that the Super Beets are working. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes to you with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com, 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com. Conan, we actually both brought one of the same stories into the studio tonight for show prep. Only for me to find out that the story that I had apparently is based on old science.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got one that's based on some sort of newer science, but it's in Germany, so is that really science?
I think that they're both kind of on to something. It's not necessarily science, but in generations changing the way that they handle their business.
And do you think that it could also be a thing of people looking at the same statistics, but using those statistics to prove what it is they want to prove?
Well, these are different statistics, two different studies. But okay. Yes, I believe that some people, when they go into these studies, they actually have a proof that they're trying to find.
Right.
And they're going to lean in that direction, and even if it entails bending the numbers a little slightly.
Right, and that's one of the things that I've been saying about statistics for a long time, is that you can use statistics to prove anything you want.
And did these studies also take place in different cultures?
I can't figure out where the Scientific American study took place. I know that it was done by the American Sociological Review, so I'm assuming American groups, peoples.
America.
So tell us some info, and this is related to men that do housework when they're in a committed heterosexual relationship.
Well, that's the thing. That's another stat that...
So this is not about men? This is not about heterosexual relationships, or this is not about housework?
This is about permanent structured relationships versus people who... I don't think they counted people who just live together, which is a growing number of families.
Okay.
If you frequent the face space, like we all do, you probably...
That's your term for Facebook.
You've probably seen this silly article shared about five times, because I think it's a way of manly men defending their anger at having to do housework, and I'm not going to get as much sex if I'm doing housework because then I'm a girly man, or something to that effect. It's over at the scientificamerican.com site. The article is, men who do more housework have less sex.
But you're saying that that might not be true.
Correct. This was published in April 2013, and the study was done on, it was back in the 90s. Conventional wisdom suggests that women are drawn to men who help out around the house. Yet new research indicates that some divisions of labor may be sexier than others. A February paper in the American Sociological Review reported that married couples
in which men take on a greater share of the dishes, laundry, and other traditional female chores had sex less often than average, which in this study was about 5 times a month. Yet couples in which men confine themselves largely to traditional male chores, such as yard work, enjoyed sex more frequently than average. Taken to the extreme, men who performed all of the traditional family chores would have had sex 1.6 times less than men who did none of them. The study authors from...
1.6, and how often? Per week, per day, per month, per year, their entire life?
Multiply any of those times 1.6.
They said they were averaging 5 times a month was regular.
Okay.
1.6 times less than that.
Okay.
The study authors from the Juan March Institute in Madrid and the University of Washington arrived at the correlation by crunching data from the National Survey of Families and Households, which gathered survey information from, here we go, 4,500 U.S. married couples. The researchers ruled out any kind of coercion on the part of the manly chore-performing husbands by looking at the data from the same survey on sexual satisfaction. They found that women from households with more traditional divisions of labor felt no less happy with their sex lives than women in more gender-neutral ones. The study has its skeptics, including myself. Its data was gathered between 1992 and 94, making demographer Sharon Sassler of Cornell University wonder about their relevance today. In the past 2 decades, she says, who gets married has changed considerably. Today, most couples cohabitate before marrying, and a large portion of the women in those couples, Sassler argues, are not satisfied doing a disproportionate share of so-called woman's housework.
Well, and just one point, if... That was the years of the Clinton presidency, and if he were taking part in this study, then we might as well throw all the numbers out.
I know, it just doesn't work, but Clinton isn't even a human. He's lizard something or other, right?
There you go.
Don't even know.
According to Sassler, frequently those couples do not marry, making the set of couples who qualify for the NSFH today profoundly different from the set in 1992. One more study co-author Julie Brines, a sociologist at the University of Washington, says men and women have deep-seated ideas about what is masculine and feminine. Displays of masculinity may invoke feminine displays in women, which activates and intensifies a sexual charge. Put the man on a riding mower, in other words, and boom, you got some fireworks. Stand him at a sudsy old sink, and you're probably a no-go. So
I've actually got a completely different story based on completely different research that was done.
Is this the telegram.co.uk?
The one that I have is from medicaldaily.com, and they look at studies that were done in 2012, the study of life course, generation, and gender, and the study of the Norwegian life course, aging, and generations. It was done by the Oslo and Akershus University College of Applied Science that looked at nearly 20,000 men and women.
That sounds like a good one, then.
And we'll talk about that. And, of course, your calls, 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Doing health work, if you're a man, can it be a good thing for your marriage or a bad thing for your marriage?
Or relationship in general.
Good thing for the relationship in general or bad thing for the relationship in general? Well, it might depend on how you actually look at the statistics. Conan, you had a story about a study that was done, and I've got a story about a completely different set of studies that were done.
All right, the first one was 92-93, I believe. Which one? When was this? When did this take place?
2012.
And a much larger group of people.
20,000 men and women aged 18 to 79.
So five times more people.
A report from the Oslo and Akershus University College of Applied Science analyzed two separate studies involving nearly 20,000 men and women between the ages of 18 and 79. The study of life course, generation, and gender, and the study of the Norwegian life course, aging, and generations. Participants respectively answered questions about the division of housework and childcare, their attitudes towards gender equality, as well as other variables like life stage and social class. The results showed 65% of couples equally or near equally divided childcare, but not housework. Women reported doing all or almost all of the housework in 11% of couples and somewhat more of the housework in 60% of couples. About 25 divided the work more equally with younger couples, childless couples, and couples where the women had a full-time job among the more likely to split domestic chores. Researchers, according to MedicalDaily.com, did not find an association between a traditional share of housework, women doing the most, and a lower risk of divorce, but they did report untraditional couples had a greater risk for divorce. Men who did as much or more of the housework were more likely to get divorced than couples where the woman did most of the housework over a period of 4 years.
Are there any indications of who, what age groups practiced more of the untraditional relationships?
Yes, I believe it said that younger couples, childless couples, and couples where the woman had a full-time job.
And typically, those are the relationships that usually collapse anyways.
They've got a lot of other pressures.
There are many other things that are involved. It's the first relationship. They're testing the waters, and they're learning from their experiences. And they might decide that they're better fish out there. So That's just my opinion.
I can see that.
And there's actually a quote from one of the co-authors of the study who says, the more a man does in the home, the higher the divorce rate. While researchers found no or very little cause and effect, they believe that the observation could be due to modern attitudes. It may be that traditional couples hold a higher value of marriage and a more traditional attitude towards divorce, while untraditional couples may hold less of a traditional or modern view of marriage, whereby marital dissatisfaction more easily leads to marital breakup. Modern couples are just that, both in the way they divide up the chores and in their perception of marriage as being less sacred, according to Hansen, who stressed that it was all about values. Quote, in these modern couples, women also have a high level of education and a well-paying job, which makes them less dependent on their spouse financially.
That's the one I'm going with right
now. They can manage much easier if they divorce, and I will say, or separate.
And, I'll also add, so not only do you have women who are in the non-traditional relationships, you got women who are more likely to be breadwinners or at least making enough to live on their own.
Oh, yeah.
And you also, and then look, going from the other direction, you've got guys who are cooking for themselves or for the family, doing chores, taking care of themselves. So both individuals don't need each other.
Yeah.
So a guy who can cook for himself isn't going to be reliant on mama at the house when he comes home from work
as much. Yeah.
So both individuals can easily escape each other if they so chose to. If there are other problems. That arise. Whereas more traditional families, you know, sometimes daddy is dependent on mom to take care of everything, and mom is dependent on daddy to bring home the bacon. And I don't know. So I see it as a good thing.
I think we have gone such a societal shift, and this to me goes back to economics, when we get back into inflation and the fact that where one person used to be able to support an entire family, and that was traditionally the male. And I think back then, people really did get married with the intention that they would be married until the day they died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know that people today who are getting married hold that expectation. It sounds completely foreign to me. Of course, I've been divorced, and so is the woman I'm with. But is that even a thing? Do people still look into each other's eyes?
I think there are some people. They tend to be more religious.
Well, okay. Is it just that, or is it? I don't know. I don't know.
I think the first couple of months, yes, they're deluded. The love chemical has taken over their bodies. They're zombies, and yes, they believe that they can live with that person forever and ever. Amen. And you really got to go past the first year and the second year hump to really make that decision. And most people don't. They get married in the first 6 months.
What I'm looking for here is somebody to, because I'm just kind of a skeptical guy, you know, I've been in a number of relationships, and some of them lasted longer than others, but I'm not sure except for, of course, the one I'm in right now. Whether I ever saw that is, you know, for the rest of our lives type of thing.
Are you saying that it's only for the rest of your life because you're not as young as you once were?
No, I'm saying for the rest of my life because I know she's listening to the show. No, I really do feel that, you know, I have no intention of not continuing this relationship. And I think probably in the back of my mind, it was probably there in other relationships. So I'm curious about what other people feel. Has the era of we marry for life, is that just gone, or does it still exist?
I think it exists in a small segment of society. But the researchers, they look at things a little bit differently instead of just looking at whether or not people believe, you know, this whole till death do us part thing. They say that one would think that a breakup would occur more often in families with less equality at home, but our statistics show the opposite. Hansen said that the correlation could be because couples are happier when they have clearly defined roles in the relationship where people aren't stepping on each other's toes. He says there could be less quarrels since you can easily get into squabbles if you both have the same role, and one has the feeling that the other is not pulling his or her weight. The results from the latest survey appear to contradict a recent study carried out by Cambridge University. And I hate when web pages do this auto-refresh thing. So give me one second to get back where I was. So he says that this contradicts research by Cambridge University earlier in the year that found men were actually happier when sharing the housework. And this is interesting that men are happier when they share the housework, but there's a higher divorce or separation rate and less intimacy, apparently. The Cambridge study was based on previously collected data from about 30,000 people in 34 countries. Researchers in that study found that men had benefited the more they contributed to household chores, but researchers suggested that this could also be because they preferred a quiet life doing housework than having a disgruntled other half. So
I'm going to stick with my original thesis. I believe that usually younger non-traditional couples who share the load, both bringing home the bacon and taking care of the house, aren't as reliant on each other. And so if there is anything that comes up where they disagree and they have problems, they can easily separate. Whereas more traditional families are reliant on each other.
Can't fault your logic.
What do you think on this or anything else? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Talking relationships, and the we in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And I believe I'm the only single man in the studio tonight. Chris, you've been with Colleen for several years now.
Feels like hundreds.
Conan, I think you're dating somebody, but I'm not entirely positive.
Yeah, we're dating. We live together.
And I've been single for longer than I care to mention. But since we were talking about relationships, specifically the more intimate male, female, heterosexual couple relationships and sharing household chores and who winds up staying together and who winds up getting divorced, something that I've had in my show notes here for a while. And I think that it fits in perfectly because it deals with relationships, but not intimate relationships. But it's relationships that are, you know, generally described as one of the most basic of human needs. But according to the Telegraph and studies in Britain, research suggests that more than 2.5 million British men have no friends they would actually turn to for help or advice in a crisis.
Wait, how many? 2 million?
2.5 million British men.
Of a population, what is Britain?
There's like 11 million.
30?
I think it's 30 million British men.
Well, and this is just...
There are 30 million people that live in Britain, and they're saying 2.5 million men have no friends.
What about family?
Well, not saying no friends. They're saying not that really, really close friend.
That they would call and...
Right. If you're not calling somebody for help of, hey, my car broke down, can you come give me a hand?
Maybe they don't need
help. That's an acquaintance.
Well, maybe they don't need help. Maybe they've got Big Daddy Government that'll come take care of that wrecked car. Or...
No, the survey said... There are more than 2.5 million Brits that have no friends they would turn to for help.
Okay, well, I mean, I've been in that boat.
People need help, Conan.
No. Listen to me. I have friends, but I don't call you guys ever to ask for help. Ever.
So you're saying you never need help, but if you needed help,
if I really, 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 really needed help, then like, yes, I would have someone to call.
You fall down the stairs, you break your leg, your girlfriend's not home, and you know she's not going to be home for 2 days. Who do you call? I'm stuck in my stairwell. Somebody come take me to the doctor. I broke my leg. I can't walk.
I don't know if that's a good one because I got duct tape downstairs. just in case I break something and I've got to patch myself up.
We can fix this. Yeah. Now, I don't know if it's so much that. So I've got a lot of people that I could call, male friends that I could call if I had a medical emergency or if I needed a jump start on a car or things like that. I think that the list is much shorter if I really felt that I was.
Let's just do a hypothetical, and something happens like you. I don't know. You lost a close relative,
exactly.
Or God forbid, you lost Colleen, and you need a shoulder. You need somebody to. I don't want to be alone. I need, you know, I just need somebody to be there for me.
Right.
Do you have somebody you could call?
Yeah, his name is Jim Bean.
And I was incorrect on the population. It's 64 million people live in Britain.
Well, you guessed. I thought you were saying 30 million men. That's probably pretty close.
Yeah, so I think it's about 30 million men based on, you know, like, averages.
Yeah, I don't know. I do have friends. I know I have friends that would say, you know, in that situation, absolutely, please give me a call. I want to be there for you. But I kind of agree that men are probably a little more closed off, and I don't see my guy friendships quite that way, where women, I think, are more likely to. My best girlfriend.
More likely to set up these types of relationships where they can cry on each other's shoulders. And I don't know that. I mean, here, Daryl, I set my whole system is set up so that if something happens, I have a backup plan. I don't want to ask for your help because then that's a sign of weakness and it's a sign that I wasn't prepared and that's my fault. And you know what? And I will suffer. I've got a bicycle. If my truck broke down right now, I wouldn't be calling you to drive me around. I'd be driving my bicycle around.
The study of relationships in the UK found that men's chances of friendlessness almost treble between their early 20s and late middle ages. And married men are also significantly less likely than their single counterparts to say they have a friend to turn to outside of the home. The new findings will add weight to warnings of a crisis of masculinity in Britain amid evidence of an alarming rise in suicide among men, especially those in the Middle Ages.
Yeah, I'm going to blame that on...
in the Middle Ages.
I'm going to blame that on the pharmaceuticals.
I was going to blame it on the Black Plague since you said it was the Middle Ages. So
the findings emerge from research carried out by the Movember Foundation, the group behind the annual charity fundraising event in which men grow mustaches or beards for the month of November. In addition to raising money to combat male cancer, the group is focusing on increasing awareness of male mental health issues. Last month, and this is from November of last year, so in October, research published by the charity campaign CALM, the campaign against living miserably, showed that more than 4 in 10 men have thought about taking their own lives at some point. A YouGov survey for Movember asked men to say how many friends, if any, outside the home they would discuss a serious topic, such as worries about money, work, or health with. Just over half, 51%, said 2 or fewer. But 1 in 8 overall said none. 1 in 8 is 12.5%.
All right, so...
You go, Chris.
No, I was going to say, I tend to look at these things a little bit generationally because you guys are younger than I am, and I'm probably of a different generation than most of the people that are on the show, and probably most of them that are listening. But, you know, I look back at my dad, I look back at my grandpa. I'm not sure that this is a real big change. You know, I don't think men are just genetically wired to adopt very close relationships with other men.
Yeah. You know, and you know what?
As far as
serious conversations, I find myself kind of throwing those into just regular conversation. I wouldn't I wouldn't say that I stopped what I was doing to have a serious conversation with someone about my money issues or something. I would just kind of talk about it. And I would probably get from my male friends, and I would probably get some feedback in return and go from there. But I wouldn't have considered it a serious conversation where I stopped everything I was doing to...
Conan, do you have some time for me? Can we sit down over a cup of coffee tonight?
I would, yeah.
On a very special episode.
I would give you a quizzical look.
That's pretty.
You know, where are you coming from, man? And I'm afraid I'm not gonna be able to talk to you any longer.
Right, Conan, and that's the thing. Me. Like the way guys will discuss stuff, it's a lot more of a casual sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas women, they'll do this whole, Becky, we need to go have coffee and we need to have a talk, okay? And then Becky shows up and she's like, oh my God, Amy, like, what's wrong? And Becky's like, well, so I totally started seeing Conan and, like, everything's amazing.
Okay, that voice is going to get some kitschy slapped real quick. My girlfriend works in a predominantly woman assembly line kind of a situation, and she hates
assemble women.
She calls them the hens because they're very broody and they're pecking at each other all the time, and it's just talking about the most worthless of nonsense. It just, you know, just meaningless crap. And she comes on, and those are the stories she tells me, and I'm like, yeah, that's horrible. Why don't you slap her? Or why don't you go somewhere else? Or why don't you tell her to shut up? And that's things she can't do because women are different. I would handle the same situation very differently.
Yeah, and I've worked in
like
some jobs.
Like turn my music on my iPod a little higher so I can't hear you.
Let me do that. Yeah. I've worked in some industries that were predominantly female, like banking, call centers, things like that. And it's a very different environment than working around a bunch of guys. So mm-hmm. I can appreciate that. But I look at these stories and I go, is this really news or is this kind of how things have pretty much always been?
It might be how things have always been, but I don't think anybody's ever really thought about it before.
That's because men don't think about these sorts of things, Daryl. What was the lady's name who wrote this article?
And we,
I'm just kidding.
No good question. Was
All
it?
Right, man or a woman? Who conducted the study?
I see that it was written here by John Bingham, the social affairs editor for the Telegraph.
And is John just trying to reach his feminine side? And
I think his wife made him write this article.
He is probably trying to get in bed with someone, and this article it did just that. Made him look more...
No, I think it brings up something that needs to be talked about, and most men don't ever talk about mental health or, you know, their feelings.
And they kill
and
themselves.
And they bottle stuff up, and they kill themselves at a lot higher rate. This is most certainly something that needs to be discussed, and you can call in to discuss this or whatever is on your mind. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details in the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.